Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, my friends, we are halfway home on a Wednesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks so much for being here. Beautiful, beautiful day out there in our fair burg. Man, look at that. Stunning.
Gorgeous here. Apparently, it's really foggy because they have a ground stop going on at Lindbergh Field. So you got to remember that not everywhere in San Diego always has the same weather.
Looks really, really nice.
Here, yeah.
I like to broadcast outside. You know, like, remember back in high school? Hey, we're going to do class outside today.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those days? And you're like, yes.
To go read under a
tree
or
just
something.
Hang out. But can't really do that here. You'd have to set up the... It would be more trouble than it's worth. But down in the... You know, just down on the parking lot. Hang out. Just get some color, you know?
Remember when we broadcast by the dumpsters at...
I do.
Or was that Grossmont Center?
Yeah. I think it was cold, wasn't it?
It was like December.
We never do it on the nice days, right?
Out in front of Dunkin' Donuts on Rosecrans Boulevard.
14 degrees with wind chill that morning.
Now, I understand they don't want sand in the equipment, but in theory, we do have equipment where we can do the show from anywhere.
Anywhere we want.
Like, we can go to the beach and just set up an umbrella, set up some chairs, and we could broadcast from the beach.
Yeah.
Could we broadcast while in a moving vehicle, say...
Like a boat?
I was thinking more of a golf cart.
Would you want to play golf and broadcast?
Yeah, do a show while playing a round of golf one day.
I did many meetings during COVID on the golf course. Many, many conference calls and Zoom calls with the phone in my pocket playing golf. Those were good times. Good times every day. Well, thanks for being here. We appreciate you. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He is the executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. I spent a little time yesterday, Ben, getting some more roast jokes down and writing more material for the roast that we will be hosting for my father-in-law on Friday. And I will tell you, again, I'm quite nervous about it. It's going to be a little crazy. Now, you said a tier one actually reached out with some ideas. Is that right?
Yeah. Tier 1 Katie actually DM'd me with some suggestions. I was obviously nervous about the roast and not knowing exactly how to be mean. Now, she doesn't know your father-in-law personally.
Right.
But she came up with some generic roast topics that could apply to someone who's old.
Okay.
Because,
He's 75.
He's 75.
Yeah, it's his 75th birthday. So, he doesn't look it. He doesn't act it. But, yeah.
Like, you can make fun of his old man smell.
I'll let you do that.
When do you get the old man smell? How soon do I have to be worried about it? You're 50, and I'm 50 this year.
I'm almost 50, yeah.
This year, we'll both turn 50.
Yes.
Does the smell like creep in your 50s or not until your 60s?
My guess is early 70s.
Are you doing something that is? Does your body naturally create the smell, or do you do something like you're still putting on the old, you know,
Aqua Velva
that just smells old to people who are now new and are used to more, you know, modern smells, and you smell old at that point?
Well, I'll tell you this. The older you get, and you guys listening in the audience, you can attest to this. I will take my nose hair trimmer on a Monday, and I will trim the entirety of my nose. And by Wednesday, it is sticking out again. My ears right here on the side, Ben, right here, this part, I will trim them on Monday. And by Wednesday, it's like a thatch of hair. And I don't understand why that happens. My eyebrows are growing wonkily the older I get. Everything is speeding up on me, man. It's speeding up on me. And I'm trying to fight it.
Katie suggests old people dress inappropriately for the weather, such as dressing in long sleeves and pants on a 100-degree day. Why do they do that? Because they just get colder when you get older?
You sure you didn't write these?
I didn't.
These feel like Ben to me.
Using the term stewardess instead of flight attendant.
Pretty good?
Not bad. Not bad. I mean, not the... Use the term thongs instead of flip-flops.
Okay. Where are the roasts? Like, how would you implement these? Hey, he's so old, he uses the term thongs instead of flip-flops.
I don't know. That's, again...
Please do. I'm going to record. Paul, can you come and record?
I appreciate the ideas, Katie.
We do too. Keep them coming.
Still a little nervous,
though. Mine are way edgier. I know. Like, way, way edgier. Pretty sure the answer to the old smell is kind of depressing. Yeah, your body is rotting from the inside. That's the actual. Yeah.
Is that really true? So when does that start?
I feel it right now. I feel like it's happening to me as we speak, Benjamin.
I mean, he's so old, his social security number is 4.
I just hope we get one laugh, man, the whole night. I really do. I'm just a wreck about it. I am an absolute wreck. The thing starts at 7. Well, party starts at 6. We go on at 7:30. There's no green room or anything for us, as far as I know. So I suggested we meet up at about 6:30, and you said, no, about 6:45.
I don't want to stew too long.
Just pace?
Yeah.
Go over our notes?
For an hour. Mingle with the... I don't want to mingle.
I don't either. I would like to be in a room. I would like to be in a room somewhere where we could go over.
They don't have one green room that we can go sit in? I mean,
they got about 40 rooms.
That's what I was thinking.
So we can find one.
Must be green.
Yeah, we'll
right?
find one. You know. We'll find one. We'll have an area and get a couple drinks in us and get lubed up and get out there and deliver, man. But I trust me, I went to Reddit yesterday. I went everywhere looking for some inspiration. And it's really, really tough. He's so old, he farts dust. Again, the crowd, I don't know that this is the right crowd for it. They're very, very white, wealthy people. I just don't know what to say. I mean, I know what to say. I'm not allowed to say any of the things I want to say. I know exactly what to say and do.
It does sound like the whitest night ever, especially with some of these lines that Ben's already been delivering.
It really will be, Paulie. It really, really. I just hope it doesn't devolve and I have like one too many and I'm like, just attacking everybody, which is, it's possible. It's absolutely possible. But I think we got it. I think we'll be fine. Try to get a little audio. Definitely get some pictures. We'll both be in tuxedos, which will be a trip. I've been in a tuxedo. I can't even tell you last time I was in a tuxedo. You were you did it at Mighty 1090.
I wore it for a week.
Yeah.
Every morning.
What a bet that was.
Although I removed one piece of the tuxedo every single day.
And you wore and you wore shorts and a tuxedo top.
Yeah, that was when I would get the pants.
It was like strip poker. Yeah.
Kind of.
It's like a disgusting version of strip poker with just one guy, and it was Ben
starting in a tuxedo.
Yeah, I've watched some of the Nikki Glaser stuff. I've watched some of the Kill Tony stuff. Yeah, I can't do that stuff. It's not going to be allowed, essentially, to do. So we'll see. Once I get up there and start riffing, though, it's hard to turn it off. you know, work in the crowd and whatnot. But hopefully it goes well. You guys will hear all about it Monday for sure.
Or you won't.
Or you won't. I hope there's something memorable.
I do. I hope there's something to talk about by Monday.
Me too.
Because if you don't hear about it on Monday, just know it went so incredibly badly that we can't even talk about
it. Oh, yeah. No, we'll talk about it. Good or bad or indifferent.
Fair enough. All right, Padres, obviously, we talked about it earlier, coming off their, the worst day of the season, clearly. It's been a really good start, so, you know, a bad day coming. We just didn't know it would be as bad as it was. Not just the final score of 10-4 to the A's, but losing both Jake Cronenworth and Fernando Tatis Jr. mid-game due to injuries, with the pregame news that Jackson Merrill was going on the 10-day injured list as well. Even though the Padres still have the best record in baseball, certainly some cracks that bear following closely now over the next week or so to see how they can manage with a team that we always knew depth would be one of the Achilles heels of the Padres. We thought it would be with the starting pitching.
Yeah.
But now we're seeing a little lineup depth. I mean, this is why I was so excited in spring training that so many guys seem to be having good springs. Remember, we were talking 2 weeks ago. Mike Schilt was saying, this is the best competition I've ever seen. We have 10 guys for three or four spots. All of them have really done enough to make the team. Okay, well, it's time. Let's maybe see some of those guys. They called up Oscar Gonzalez. He got off to a good start at AAA, has three home runs already. Can he contribute now on the big league level? I'm going to throw out yesterday's game. When you get off a plane from El Paso,
Let him get his head right, man.
You know, are thrown into the mix in the middle of that game, that's not the recipe for having your best game, but good chance he'll be in the lineup today, and, you know, hopefully he can produce a little bit. And if one or two of those guys can do that, and you still have Manny, and Arise is now red hot, has been hot for about 4 or 5 days now. Xander is swinging the bat, I think, decently. You've got plenty to get some runs on the board. It'll be up to Randy Vasquez to, you know, keep the Padres in the game, give them a chance to win this series today. And, you know, it's not going to be easy, but it's certainly not impossible for the Padres to find a way to beat the Sacramento A's today. They're not playing the Dodgers.
No, they're not playing the Dodgers, but they're also, you know, playing the El Paso Chihuahuas, added, you know, with Manny Machado and Luis Arraez, essentially, Benny. So we'll see. We'll see what the lineup looks like. You know, Mike Schilt always talks about the grit squad. Thought the grit squad was going to come through last night with a really bad AB from Manny, and the guys that followed him weren't great. You know, bases loaded, nobody out, you scratch out one run. Not ideal when you're chasing two or three at that point, too. But yeah, you had a chance to kind of get back in it, and then it just snowballed on Dylan Cease and snowballed on Oscar Gonzalez, and just was not a clean or fun game to watch. And then you watch your guys, you know, being kind of walked off the field with the medical staff. It just made for a really, really crappy Tuesday night.
Was it worse because the clubhouse is out in the outfield?
Yeah.
And
you got to watch them. Yeah, if they went down the tunnel,
you just hadn't seen them, you wouldn't feel so bad. But when you have to make them march all the way out through the outfield to the clubhouse, somehow it seems more grim in Sacramento.
You know, I think today you'll see Gavin Sheets get in there. I think Jason Hayward will be in there today. You're probably going to stack it with as many lefties as you have right now. You know, but again, I do think Brandon Lockridge will still be your center fielder right now, barring any sort of move that has been made that we don't know about or are unaware of right now. But yeah, I think you stack it with as many lefties as you can, and really hope that you know, Arise and Manny and Xander can come through, set the table, and drive in some runs, and try to get some run support for Randy Vasquez, who hasn't gotten a ton.
No, you know, he had his first start was good.
Yeah.
And
did he get
six
spotted?
Did he get spotted
to a lead in Chicago?
And then the second start,
because he
had trouble in the first inning.
He
fell behind 1-0 because he walked in
a
run.
That's right.
And then Maldonado homered, got it back, and then they gave up the two runs on walks and infield singles. So I mean, he could have. And he got squeezed a little bit, maybe. You know, it was close. Could have gone either way. But he didn't pitch poorly. He just didn't quite have the command in that cold weather. But so far, I've liked what I've seen for the most part from Randy Vasquez. So
he competes, man, for sure. He competes.
We'll see. They need a good start from him today after a bad trip through the rotation. I think the last five starts, it was something like 18 innings, 23 runs or something from the starters.
Well, tons of walks, too.
You know, a lot of that's Dylan Cease yesterday. But it was a bad five-day trip through the rotation. And the Padres went 2-3 in those 5 days. So now they're starting over again. Let's see if they can get with a better start here from Randy Vasquez. All right, we need a contestant for Take on Woods on a Wednesday. No qualifiers yet for our new grand prize this month, trip to Las Vegas, concert tickets to Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera, your choice, and a $150 gift card. If you'd like to join us and play our game in our next segment, you can give us a call, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. You can call in now. Before we do that, though, I do want to wish a happy birthday to Louisa Rise.
Oh.
Just saw that on my social media feed.
St. Louis is a call.
There's a note in the this morning's Padres Daily from Kevin Acey. Says one of the friendliest players in Major League Baseball is being frozen out by some umpires. Louisa Rice says the crew working this series has not acknowledged his greetings. The cold shoulder began in spring training after Arise gave a disparaging quote about umpires while talking about trying to have more plate discipline in 2025.
Oh, so this is like a personal
grudge. Oh, it's like a personal grudge.
Quote, this year I'm coming to take a lot of walks. Let's see if the umpires are coming good this year. I don't want to put excuses, but they were bad last year.
Arise
said he was told by umpires once spring training games started that they saw the quotes. And since then, they have generally not reciprocated with him on the field when he greets them. Yeah, they are giving him the cold shoulder.
He actually apologized. He apologized. He said, I don't want to think they're mad at me. They're not perfect, just like I'm not perfect. I make errors. I strike out. I just want to say sorry to them because they're human, just like me.
So hopefully bygones be bygones. Luis Arraez is actually saw his chase rate, even though he hasn't struck out at all.
Crazy,
and he's not walking a ton, but I think he's walked once or twice. His chase rate is way down. He is not swinging as many pitches outside the zone, which he used to do, and it wasn't a huge problem because he would get a lot of hits on those balls as well. But he's trying to make pitchers throw more strikes, which ultimately starting to see the results of that. He's gone from 0-0-0 to 3-1-3 in about 5 days.
Crazy, man.
Of Luis Arraez after a 3-for-5 last night. Fourth consecutive multi-hit game. 15 for his last 32.
My God.
After going 0-for-16 to start the season.
Just insane. Just watch. He's just one of the best hitters, man. He's just so fun to watch.
And by the way, I don't think this will hold, but Martin Maldonado is hitting .353 after a 3-for-4 night last night.
I will say that I'm surprised.
And he was hitting the ball hard.
Yeah,
he was hitting line drives.
I'll say I'm surprised. I'm very surprised. Pleasantly.
But, you know, if he continues to do anything like that, you're fine with him catching, you know, most days with Elias Diaz as a backup. That's not a bad catching situation. That the Padres have going.
That's been better than expected, certainly.
Yeah.
To this point.
All right. Again, we'll play Take on Woods when we come back. If you want to call in, phone lines are open, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, our musical trivia challenge. And then Skip Schumacher at the bottom of the hour on a Big League Wednesday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
7 Mile Casino is so easy to get to. We sometimes forget how nice it is once you get inside of 7 Mile Casino. I think you feel like good things come to those who are willing to, you know, slog through the 50-minute drive to East County. I'm going to get somewhere better. No, you're actually going to get somewhere worse because you're going to have to walk way through a smoky slot machine filled casino to find a card room that's somewhere in the back, whereas you could at 7 Mile go to a dedicated place that's just for you, the card player, even the high limit card player, and feel great when you're there.
Yeah, it's such a perfect size venue too. It's definitely not too small and it's definitely not too big. You don't feel like you get lost in the shuffle there. Go sit down at the California style blackjack table. They got high limit games too. If it's action that you crave, they got you covered, 7 Mile Casino. Obviously, we love the proximity, just 7 minutes, Ben, from downtown San Diego.
If it's food you crave, they've got you covered, too, at Sammy's at 7 Mile with the full Sammy's Wood-Fired Pizza menu during the day, and then the 24-7 Players menu all day long. Great Asian favorites like the Kung Pao Chicken, and then weekends, check out the Saturday and Sunday brunch, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., voted best in the South County. All inside 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Right, Schumacher scheduled on a Big League Wednesday. Let's not waste any time. We got a contestant on the line. It is time for today's edition of Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm. Security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and we got Daniel this morning as our contestant. Hello, Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. Woods has left the studio. He's dancing around out there. What is he doing?
He's stretching.
He's stretching. Okay. Well, he can't hear us, so he is. He goes second. You go first in our five-question musical trivia challenge. If you can beat or tie him, we will put you into the monthly drawing. You'll be first for the trip to Las Vegas, the MGM Grand, $150 gift card, and tickets to either Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera. All three shows available now at Ticketmaster.com. And Daniel, to give you the advantage, you get to pick the category. We still have seventh inning stretch. Tier 1 Scott came up with that one. Five musical answers that contain the names of Major League Baseball teams. Got Lost and Found, five musical answers that contain the word found. And our new category today is Curious George, five musical artists with George somewhere in their name. Seventh inning stretch, Lost and Found, or Curious George. Daniel, what do you want to play?
Let's do Lost and Found.
Lost and Found. Okay, today we've got five musical answers. So bands, artists, song titles that contain the word found somewhere in them. You'll have 60 seconds. You can pass. If you don't know an answer, we'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question's the 2 second song. Paulie's queuing that up. He'll play the music. You need to give me the song title and the artist to score that point. You ready to play, Daniel?
Yes, sir.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Paulie, the category today is Lost and Found. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Daniel. Let's take on Woods.
We Found Love, Rihanna.
Correct. In which 1992 hit about infidelity do the Gin Blossoms sing about whispers at the bus stop?
found out about you.
Correct. The first two tracks on U2's Joshua Tree album are Where the Streets Have No Name and which song with an even longer title?
Still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Correct. In 1991, Heavy D and the Boys recorded their biggest hit, a dance house version of which 1973 song by the OJs?
Pass.
Which late 60s British band is best known for the classic hit Build Me Up Buttercup?
Pass.
Now go back to 1991, Heavy D and the Boys recorded their biggest hit, a dance house version of which 1973 song by the OJs? Time is getting close.
Now That We Found Love.
That We Found Love, correct. Which late 60s... All right, you got four. Now that we found love, what are we going to do? All right. The Foundations was Build Me Up Butter Club. But I think that's a good score. I think
I don't think Woods gets the first one.
I think four is going to be good. So let's see if that score holds. Daniel's score is locked in. Woods doesn't get the category. He has gone 5 for 5 both days this week. Can he do it again today? I'd be impressed. 60 seconds on the clock, Woods. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Daniel.
Pass.
Which 1992 hit about infidelity do the Gin Blossoms sing about whispers at the bus stop?
Found Out About You.
Correct. The first two tracks on U2's Joshua Tree album are Where the Streets Have No Name and which song with an even longer title?
I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Correct. In 1991, Heavy D and the Boys recorded their biggest hit, a dance house version of which 1973 song by the OJs?
I can see the video. What's the category? Pass.
Which late 60s British band is best known for the classic hit Build Me Up Buttercup?
Oh, no. Herman's Hermits?
Incorrect. Oh. Go back to our two-second song.
I have no idea.
All right, in 1991, Heavy D and the Boys recorded their biggest
Heavy
hit.
D.
A dance house version of which 1973 song by the OJs?
Yikes.
The winning streak
is about to be over.
Congratulations, Daniel. 4-2. Takes it in the category Lost and Found. It was We Found Love by Rihanna. Now That We Found Love by Heavy D and the Boys. And it was The Foundations for Build Me Up Buttercup. Congratulations, Daniel. Hang on the line. You are into the drawing for the trip to Las Vegas. First one this month. Congratulations.
See, I don't always win. You clowns in the chat.
See, he's not cheating. If he was cheating, I doubt he would have gotten two right.
Correct.
You're a really bad cheater then. Or maybe we let you lose sometimes to throw them off the scent.
Right. Who is he going to see? Did he say?
Oh,
he
I don't know. Daniel, let's see if he's still on the line. Daniel, if you have your choice here, and you do, if you win. Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera?
Pantera.
No,
Pantera.
All right. There it is.
All right, go back on hold.
You keep this love. Dallas, Texas, baby.
Paul, they'll get your information. We'll take time out. When we come back on a Big League Wednesday, we will talk to our friend Skip Schumacher coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Woods and I want to tell you about trust and will. It is something that neither of us have paid a lot of attention to over our first 49 years of life, but over the holidays, we were introduced to trust and will and shown how really easy it is to get your affairs in order. You may not think you need it, but no one does, really. And you would rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
It's funny because we needed our hands held on this thing. And it was the only way I was ever going to get it done because I work in this business and somebody suggested that we look into it. And I feel like you guys out there could be the same. You need your hand held a little bit. This is the right place for you. Go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN when you check out, and they will walk you through every step of the process. Again, want to make sure that I reiterate, check out the trust to avoid probate. There's no reason to not just get this thing done. 20 minutes, you're in and out. So easy.
Yeah, and even if you just want to simply leave some possessions to specific people, you can do that with a will. Either option's great. You just go to trustandwill.com. Again, the code FAN at checkout for 20% off at trustandwill.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Big League Wednesday is our chance to hopefully run through some of our favorite former Major League players. We had Brett Boone on last week. So why don't we get to today's Big League Wednesday guest right away? And it feels right having him on early in the season here. Yeah. He is now a special assistant with the Texas Rangers. Our friend Skip Schumacher joining us here on 97.3 The Fan. Skip, happy baseball season. Good to have you back on.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on again. Yeah, looking forward to it.
You sound chipper and sound like you're not managing a baseball team right now. Sounds like life is going good for you. I wanted to ask you right out of the chute. So special assistant, advisor, all of that. What does that look like on a day-to-day for you?
Yeah, I'm very grateful for this kind of reset, you know, in my life. You get to see my kids grow up a little bit during a spring and summer for the first time in forever, and seen my son play in high school and my daughter play in high school, which I haven't been able to see. But the day in, day out stuff is, you know, a lot of calls in the morning, some Zoom calls, you know, a little bit later, mid-morning, and then definitely locked in and watching, you know, the Rangers games and then different games throughout the league, and then obviously some of our top prospects and our affiliates.
Well, last two games aside, Rangers off to a good start this season, kind of bouncing back, and some really exciting players. What's your take on the team so far?
Yeah, it's a really well-rounded team. There's a, you know, our offense hasn't really slugged too much yet, but I think they'll get going. You know, it's only 10-12 games into the season so far, so I try to make sure you don't hit the panic button yet, because you know we have a really good offense. But I think, you know, our pitching and our bullpen has been really good, kept us in games and won a lot of games early on, which has been great, a really good sign. Because I think our offense will click. I mean, there are some big boys in the middle of that lineup with, you know, Corey Seager, the addition of Jake Berger, and some young guys like, you know, Wyatt Langford and Smith. Smith, you know, won the Silver Slugger utility player last year. So a lot of really good players up and down the lineup, and a lot of good hitters, you know, from the left and right side.
You know, it's funny. We were talking about one of your favorite players that you managed of all time, Luis Arraez, and I couldn't believe I was getting tweets last week like, all right, Woodsy, is it time to start worrying about Luis Arraez? And 0 for 13, 0 for 14. And I said, man, planet, that you don't need to worry about. It's Luis Arraez. He's going to do it. And I said, and the funny thing is, he'll be able to do it quickly. You know, you'll see guys come out of slumps and it's 1 for 4 and 2 for 4. I'm like, this guy is going to go 4 for 4, 3 for 4, 2 for 4, 4 for 4. I like, he did it. He's up. He's over 300 now, and it's been 5 days. It's crazy.
Doesn't shock me, shouldn't shock too many people in the right baseball world that they've seen this guy hit. You know, I was watching the game last night, and I was sitting down watching it actually with my wife, and McCurick was pitching in relief around the sixth or seventh inning, and you saw Arraez at the plate, and he actually pointed to where he was going to hit it into left field. And four pitches later, he hit a line drive base hit to left field. This guy is so unique. Bat to ball skill is insane. I'd be shocked if he didn't win his fourth batting title. He's that good.
That's the most Tony Gwynn-like thing about Luis Arraez. Obviously, the batting titles, there are a lot of comparisons, but Tony would like pick where he wanted to get a hit. In fact, there's a famous story where a game got postponed, or it was in the middle of a bat when the rain came, and he talked like, okay, so the first what I'm going to do on the exact first pitch,
he's
going to
throw a
back,
slider, and I'm going to hit it,
and I'm going to hit it here,
right,
and it was exactly like he said it was going to be.
I hate those guys. I mean, it's so hard. I'm struggling at the dish so bad. I can't even see the ball, and it, you just look at those guys. They're like, I'm just going to hit it here. It's insane to be around those guys. He's one of those guys. I got to imagine, Skip, when you managed him, we got our first chance to sit down with him at spring training. And I got to tell you, I've interviewed them all, man. And this is the guy that made me probably the most starstruck. I was like a little kid watching this guy, you know, sit down and grab the microphone. When you manage him, he seems like a guy you don't even have to talk to. Like, he's going to be there. He's going to be ready. And you know he's going to have his work in every day.
You know, you want guys as a manager and as a coach that are obsessed with the game and that love the game of baseball. And the guys that are super successful and uber successful are the guys that are absolutely obsessed with this game. Luis Arraez is the guy that is obsessed with the craft of hitting. He's doing really good at first base. He's a good fielder also. But he is obsessed with the hit tool. And you have a couple guys in that lineup that are obsessed with this game and are really good potential Hall of Famers, and Tatis and Machado as well. I mean, the San Diego, that lineup has some really, really good players, obviously, but the guys that are obsessed are the best players, and Arraez is definitely one of those guys.
Skip, if memory serves, your last season with the Padres was the year that Jackson Merrill was drafted, right? 2021?
I think so, yes, 21.
What do you remember, like, when he was drafted and what he has already turned into, obviously going on the injured list, but just signing his contract extension? I mean, this kid's been a marvel here in San Diego in such a short amount of time, and he still hasn't even turned 22 yet.
Well, it's just a credit to that scouting department, A.J. Preller, Kemp, you know, finding guys like Jackson Merrill so late in the first-round draft. I mean, that guy absolutely killed us last year when I was with the Marlins. Late inning, hit after hit, slug, home run, unbelievable defense in center field. And from all I've heard is he's even a better person, teammate in that clubhouse. So they got, you know, a unicorn late in the draft, and it's just a credit to that scouting department. It feels like they get these guys all the time, and obviously a really good job with Jackson Merrill. But to me, I mean, I live in Orange County, and I see Jackson Merrill shirts all over the place, Jackson Merrill jerseys all over the place for a kid that's, you know, 21, 22 years old. I mean, he's just taken our community by storm. I can't imagine what it looks like in San Diego. But he has an enormous future, bright future ahead of him. And, you know, I'm grateful as an Orange County guy that I get to see him for the next 8 or 9 years, whatever that contract length is, to watch him and grow up and to be a, you know, perennial all-star for years to come.
Talking to our pal Skip Schumacher here on a Big League Wednesday on Ben and Woods. And, you know, I got to ask you, and I know, you know, we started off the interview talking about your day-to-day now. And you sit and you watch a game last night, and you're watching the Rangers games every night, and you're a manager. You're won the manager of the year. That's what you want to do. I would imagine eventually. Is that still kind of on the table for you? Are you getting calls, people interested? Obviously, probably not now, 2 weeks into the season, but, you know, discussions and things like that. Is that something you want to get back to doing? I mean, don't get too comfortable just being an advisor, I think is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I thought I'd really love this time at home, which I do. I mean, I love my wife probably wants me in the dugout more than I do right now. But
I know the feeling.
But hanging out with my kids and my wife and, you know, seeing my family during this time of year has been awesome. But yeah, you do miss, being in the fight, you know, with the guys in the dugout. And, I had some stuff in the off season that, you know, was tough to walk away from. But, at this stage in my life, it was just like incredibly grateful for this opportunity, you know, from Texas to let me do this for, you know, the next, you know, 8 months or so. And then, you know, we'll see what happens. But I have a passion of coaching and teaching the game of baseball. I absolutely love it. I didn't know how much I would love it until I got the opportunity to coach in San Diego. And then, you know, once you're in, I just felt like I have kind of an all-in mentality and have a, you know, I love learning and teaching. And, you know, sitting on the couch is much easier.
Yeah, for all of
us. And
navigate,
oh, yeah. For sure.
Bro, you should see what a good manager I am from the couch. I'm brilliant. One of the best. One of the best to ever do it.
Of course. Yeah, of course. And I always catch myself thinking, like, how fast it is in that dugout. And to remind myself that it's not as easy as people think. And so when people ask me questions, I just have to remind them that it's not as easy as people think and walk them through some stuff, which is, you know, really cool for me to do right now.
Woods was actually voted nationally Couch Manager of the Year,
yeah.
So you two should compare awards at some point.
Well, I'm going to go be an advisor now. That's what I'm going to do. I would love to just be a radio advisor. That's what I think that's what I was made to do.
It's a great gig, but the challenge, honestly, is you don't want to be this helicopter coach, right? So you don't want to go in, drop these hot takes, and then leave. And all these coaches and the staff is like, oh, what the heck? You like watching games, coming in here for 3 or 4 days and then leave. Like, that's the last thing you want to do. So you just want to be a supporter more than anything.
They appreciate the guy that shows up every single day and is there in the fight with them, win or lose. Certainly, you know, and look, man, I'm brand new into my coaching, scene with Little League and machine pitch and all that. And yeah, man, you can already tell like some of the stuff that, you know, I'm doing probably rubs some of the other parents the wrong way, you know, and, you know, actually wanting to play the game of baseball instead of just letting them run the bases, even if they get out, things like that it's weird, man, that, this game is, there's so much failure in this game. And, you know, you see it, you've seen some of the best prospects never make it. You've seen some guys have to fight and claw. It really is crazy how much failure is in this game. And the thing that you said that I loved was just how fast it speeds up on you. It really speeds up on you. This game is such a slow game. People talk about, oh, you put it on, it's background noise. I got to imagine being in that dugout, man, and you look up, your pitcher's just walked two guys, and you don't have anybody ready. Like, it goes quick in there.
It does, and that's why it's so important to have, you know, really good staff around you and that you can lean on and that you can trust. And, you know, I've said it before, like, I needed guys to cover my blind spots.
That's
the last
right.
thing I... You know, I knew I didn't know everything and I needed people to cover me and to ask. And if I ask questions, I need the answer like right away and, option A, option B, whatever it is. And so I can make a decision. Because you know, you have to be prepared before every game. There's no doubt about it, but stuff is not scripted. This game is not scripted ever. Very rarely, I should say. And, so you got to be prepared for anything that happens. And I think that's why, you know, the best managers also have the best staff around them.
Talking to Skip Schumacher, you mentioned you watched the Padres Athletics game last night. Rangers will have to make three trips there. I don't know if you'll go with them, but what were your impressions of playing Major League Baseball in a minor league park? I mean, Manny said the field's pretty good,
yeah,
but it's weird, obviously, having a clubhouse out in the outfield and having to see like Jake walk out there in the middle of the inning when they took him out of the game. That's obviously not ideal.
I never thought in a million years that there'd be two major league teams playing in, you know, a spring training site and a AAA site. I mean, it's kind of unfortunate what happened the last couple of years in those, you know, with weather in Tampa and then now, you know, with the whatever you want to call it in Oakland. So I think, you know, they've done the best they could, you know, with what they have in Sacramento. Do I love it? No, I don't love it. I wish there was a major league park with 30,000 people cheering on Manny Machado on the road. That would be the most ideal situation. But, you know, I think, you know, Mark Hotze is doing an unbelievable job of making the best of a, you know, difficult situation early on. And those guys are playing really, really good. My first impression is at the bandbox. I mean, every pop fly feels like it's going to be interesting to see, you know, analytically, you know, who they end up acquiring and are they going to be ground ball pitchers, fly ball, you know, I have no idea what it's going to look like, but I'm very interested to see, you know, what the numbers look like, you know, a couple months in.
Well, Woods, before he goes, are you going to ask him or?
What I did.
Ask him.
Well, I asked him if you wanted to manage again. Ben was afraid to ask you, like, you know, Boach is Boach. He's been around for a long, long time. And I think the general consensus for a while was, and he's not going to want to put his hat in the ring on live on the radio. But, you know, I mean, is Texas a job you'd be interested in managing down the road?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I have never been able to sit down and really watch a manager go to work like Bruce Bochy.
Yeah.
And Bruce Bochy is obviously first ballot Hall of Famer, yep. World Series champion, four-time World Series champion. And so I am just so grateful that I get to watch and learn from him. And then whatever happens after that, you know, we'll figure it out. It always works out, right? I mean, this thing always works out the way it's supposed to. And if Bochy wants to do it one more year, he can do it one more year. If he wants to do it three more years, he can do that.
Yeah.
But I'm just grateful I get to learn from him. And then however it shakes out, it shakes out.
See, I knew he'd handle that really
it's
well.
Perfect.
As expected. Skip, it's good catching up with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
Skip
you.
Schumacher on a big league Wednesday. Got a couple more minutes. We got to check traffic here before the end of the hour, and then more Ben and Woods coming up here on 97.3 The Fan. You know, Woods, there's nothing wrong with, you know, wanting a job and going after it and making it your dream to try to get it. But I have noticed that the most successful people tend to be the ones who live in the moment and take advantage of every opportunity.
Sure.
And while Skip is with the Rangers, like, hey, I am content to just watch Boach and see what I can learn from him. I've been given this great opportunity to do this. Now, whatever that turns into in the future, I don't really know. But, you know, some people will say you should always, you know, hey, if you're not calling the company you want to work for and sending them like a letter a day, you're not doing it right. You know, go-getters go, you know, they're the ones who tend to get the prizes. But I also feel like you're missing out. If all you're doing is pursuing what you want all the time, stop and make sure you're appreciating what you have and what's right in front of you at the same moment.
I mean, it sounded like he definitely needed the break that he is now on. But again, he's going to be a hot commodity. He's a young guy, he's a successful guy with a not so great team. And I think, you know, as soon as something opens up, man, I got to imagine he'd be probably at top of a lot of lists.
Yeah, he got
I'm
out
so
of great
time. So glad
he gets
to watch his kid play like high school ball right now.
He's a culture guy, man. He knows how to install a culture in a place, and that's what a lot of teams are looking for right now. I was shocked when Will Venable took that job. I really was. I thought he was just going to be the apprentice for a while until Boach. But I mean, you know, somebody calls you and offers you the chance to manage a big league team, and even if it's the Chicago White Sox, you got to take it. You got to take it. Tough to say no.
I was surprised too, just because they're in so far away, it seems like, from being successful.
Yeah.
Then again, it's a low pressure.
Correct.
No one has any expectations.
Zero.
So anything you do there is going to be considered. Wow, look at the job Will Venable. Hey, they won 60 games.
Right.
Wow, what? Look at the job Will Venable did.
Right.
You know, they still lost 100. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Will Venable's genius there. You know, that could set him up for another job in the future, possibly. Maybe even returning to Texas at some point as well.
Yep.
He's not closing doors either. So, yeah, he's taking what's in front of him. Skip's taking what's in front of him right now and appreciating the moment. Good stuff.
Such a good resource, man, to bounce. He's such a good guy to bounce things off of. He's great.
All right, get to a Roundel Report a little early to kick off our 9 o'clock hour. That is coming up next. This segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by Robert Half. At Robert Half, they found that 67% of companies want to increase contract talent. That's why recruiters, experience, and award-winning AI work quickly to find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.talent/talent today. We'll be back with the Roundel Report next year on 97.3 The Fan.